Good morning, everybody. It's time for the Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care Show. It's Elder Care Radio, only on News Radio 890-925-KDXU. Here's Richard and Kaylee.
Welcome back to Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care's Elder Care Radio. It is, again, another Wellness Wednesday, a beautiful Southern Utah day. It's great to be here, and we're excited. we've got a few things we wanted to talk about today. The first was some experiences we had this week. So this week in hospice, we realized that sometimes situations are a little more complex, a little more difficult, a little more hard to resolve, and people sometimes fall through the cracks because of it.
I think we've realized that for quite some time, but it is, it's always, it brings us great joy and pleasure when others reach out to us to ask for help or direction, or, you know, have questions about what our belief of the path they should take is. That's always, you know, right, a compliment, really.
Yeah, we know that sometimes it just takes more, you know, knowledge, more work, more effort, more finesse to get situations resolved. And so while other companies may just pass somebody by because it starts to look like work, and, you know, that's not what they really want to do, we think everybody deserves to have the best that the system can offer. And so, you know, we want to do it, even if it's not easy. That's not our, you know, that's not our watchword for the day, as, you know, easy. It's how do we solve these problems, and that's always kind of a great pleasure for us when we resolve some problems. We're not going to go into details on what the problem is, but just know that if you're turned down one place, that doesn't necessarily mean that that's really the case. Be willing to keep going and find better answers, and along those lines, if it's something we're involved in, give us a call.
Which is a really good point. I don't think people realize that Medicare standards, really, if you get a referral from your doctor, you're supposed to get a disclosure that says that they have a relationship with that company, and they're supposed to give you 3 to 4 other names, because it's important to Medicare that beneficiaries understand that not only do they have choices, but that not all companies are created equally. And if you know that there's a difference and you do the work, you might find what's perfect for your needs.
And if doctors hold kind of a special position in society, in which people just tend to trust what they say, and for a doctor to take that trust and then manipulate it in a way that benefits them monetarily, there are rules against that. But that doesn't, you know, that's not necessarily keeping everybody from making those decisions. So for your own best interest, always be informed, know what choices are available to you, to yourself, and go through the work to figure out what's the best choice for you, not necessarily the best choice for the person who's getting a referral fee.
And, of course, when it's a best choice for you, that's really important, too, because you're not often told about the programs as soon as they are available to you. You are often told when it's convenient, but let's move on with that. We are often donated supplies that, you know, help make living at home easier on patients or their caregivers. And we have been donated another hospital bed. And that happens often, occasionally, I guess. But if somebody you know could use an electrical, a less adjustable hospital bed, please give our office a call, 435-477-6999. Sorry about that.
Yeah, no, the type of bed where the feet can raise up, the head can raise up, the whole bed can raise up and go down, making it a little bit easier to get into or out of. Right. If that's something that would be useful, then give us a call. We would love to let you have that. There's no cost. It was donated, and we just want to make sure that it gets good use by whoever needs it. Just give us a call. And then a few weeks ago, we talked about a cancer treatment that is not well used here in the U.S. Even though there have been studies, it's just not integrated and hasn't been approved generally for cancer. And it was one of the most interesting topics we had, if we measure that by the number of calls that we got afterwards. And so we decided we'd kind of move on from there and talk about it, because one of the most common questions that we received in that was, well, should I do this instead of that? right? Should I change? Should I do this instead of that? And so we really wanted to talk about what is considered to be complementary and alternative medicine. Complementary being things that go well together. And so using treatments that will integrate with the things you're already doing may be more effective than choosing to only do one or the other.
So you don't have to stop your care. You can add CAMs or complementary alternative medicines to the plans that you already have in place. Now, sometimes many of our listeners that called had been told that the Western medicine options were no longer available to them. And in those cases, then why not try, you know, what alternative treatments are available? But it doesn't mean that you have to give up your Western options.
Nor does it mean that you have to wait until you don't have a Western option to try these integrative. And there's a lot of different terms. CAM, we've used that, which is short for complementary and alternative medicine, right? So CAM, there's your vocabulary word for the day. Integrative medicine is also another phrase that's used because it can be integrated.
Right.
So it's not that you need to give up one to start the other. The sooner you start everything, probably the better, especially when we're talking about cancer and those types of progressive diseases, where if we can get on top of it early, we have a better chance. I think every doctor would agree with that. So when we're going through this, we want you to consider that it may be something that you can add to your current protocol. And if you do, talk to your doctor. Let them know that that's the case, because there may be information that they have about how to do that that's a better explanation.
There may be, but don't be surprised if your doctor says, oh, no, let's just stay the course. But again, I always encourage patients to be their own best medical advocate and maybe explore with them why. I mean, have they read the studies? Because many of these studies have been done by the National Institute on Health, which is a highly respected science study based organization for in the United States of America. As a matter of fact, the CDC gets most of their studies from National Institute on Health, also a division of PubMed, which is where, you know, doctors turn for their studies. And these CAMs that we are talking about today, I believe everyone that we're going to mention have studies on that NIH website.
Right. So when we're talking about this, much of this comes from different cultures, and we're going to break this down a little bit. But conventional medicine, there are some other words that you would use to describe it, and those can be somewhat confusing a little bit. So allopathic medicine, that is conventional medicine. Biomedicine, Western, mainstream, we're familiar with those, or orthodox. Those are some phrases that are used to describe conventional Western medicine. So when you hear those words, don't think, oh, that's something new. That's a way to rephrase what Western medicine is, and those are all useful and have some definitions that you probably understand. But if we go beyond that and start talking about some of these other types of processes or procedures or therapies or whatever word you want to use that have different impacts on our bodies, because we understand what the impact of the Western medicine is, but how do we affect it in other ways? One of those groups is, of course, manipulative or body-based practices and things like chiropractic or massage, reflexology. Those, I think we can understand why they're called body-based, right? And those can have an effect. Now, will they have a direct effect on cancer? No, maybe not. But who knows? What is important is that does it help with the rest of life, okay? Because living is more than just dealing with the problem. It's about enjoying the rest of our life around that problem, because we will have problems all of our life. So it's trying to make sure that we have an expansive view and are taking in all the good that our life has to offer also. So those can work in that way. And then there's energy healing. I think we've all probably heard comment on that. And I want to say this. Whether you think it can work or you think it can't work, you will probably be right. Okay? It is amazing how much our mind has an impact on our bodies, and how our mindset can change the course of our future. So if you hear of somebody considering something, support them. Don't deny them that, because it just might have an incredible impact on their life and make it a better life altogether.
Okay. There happens to be a cancer doctor here that believes so much in that mind control and strength that he will not talk about anything negative as it relates to their cancer. He actually tries to talk about cancers in a very positive way, and if there's any negative news, he chooses not to address it because he doesn't want to discourage his patients from having a positive outlook. Now, personally, while I feel that that sounds like a great idea, I would rather know the place that my cancer has gone so that I can deal with, in the reality of the things that I need to accomplish before time comes too mm-hmm. close or too rapidly at me. But he truly believes that how he is treating is 100% right, and that mind is the difference between, living 3 months and 3 years. So he will not talk negative.
And for some of his patients, it probably does have that effect. Yeah. And for others, it may not. So there is nothing in any medicine that's 100%. We need to understand that. Nothing is 100%. If you ask your doctor, they will tell you, no matter what the procedure is, whether it's a Western medical procedure or something else, no, there's no 100% guarantee. But if we can add 3% to our existing numbers, then it's a good advantage. So it's important to consider our state of mind, and that's really what some of these are talking about. So the energy healing, for instance, Reiki, which is a common massage technique that is used, or therapeutic touch. Those are things that people have received benefit from. It makes them feel better, and isn't that what we're trying to do? If our body is better and more able to fight off problems, then we have a better potential outcome. And then whole medical systems, and I'm just going to go with, these are cultural, right? Ayurvedic medicine was developed in India culturally. There's a lot to it, and we'll talk a little about it. Or traditional Chinese medicine, there's parts there. Every medical system is cultural. I don't think we consider Western medicine cultural, but I was given some thought to it, and I think, the culture of Western medicine is patent-based. Right. If you can't get a patent for something, it doesn't get developed into something useful. So Western medicine is really patent-based. That doesn't mean it's bad. It just means that there's some parts of it that may not be as perfect as it could be. So then in India, Ayurvedic medicine, which is an idea of cleansing our body and restoring balance and doing those things, it's the whole mind, body, and spirit process. All of that has import. It all has a value, and so there's no reason to consider it. Using diet type things or body cleanses to help eliminate toxins and do those kind of things, it can be productive. It can do good.
And culturally, we statistically are a little bit more open-minded based on our cultural backgrounds and how we've been raised. But that whole mind, body, and spirit therapies of cleansing the body, the soul, the impurities, and the negative experiences that we've had has really found its way to the forefront in society here culturally recently. We've seen a very positive or a huge following in that arena.
Right. And then another culture that has developed some similar and yet different processes is, of course, traditional Chinese medicine, where we're working at the body energy, the qi is what they call it. And that that is an interesting area of consideration too, being able to make those changes, whether that's acupuncture or acupressure or those types of things that have actually been shown in many studies to have positive impact on people, it's worth considering and worth looking into. So we hope what we're doing is trying to give you some direction, some things to consider to add to your portfolio of care that you're getting, no matter what your condition is. You know, in Elder Care Radio, I think we realize that everybody has some conditions, whether that's high blood pressure or some diabetes, or, you know, we can go down the long list of problems, pre-diabetes, whatever. Having more information and being able to have more options available that you can integrate into your care just makes perfect sense.
Well, I believe opening our mind to the alternative thoughts can really improve the quality of life we have. As we reduce stresses, it definitely has a positive impact on our healing and on our quality of life going forward.
Another one, naturopathic medicine, a little more broad spectrum around the world, just looking at the way nature can help. I remember specifically, and this was many years ago, an older gentleman had said, you know, I had moved to Texas and I was trying to do some work, and I just got so exhausted because it was the middle of summer in Texas, and it was so hot and humid, and I just didn't know what to do. I was looking for a solution, and then I was reading and I realized, oh, raspberries develop in the summer, and raspberries are known to help, you know, resolve that lack of energy. And so he started eating raspberries, because the idea that, you know, God provides or nature provides has been true for millennia, right? I mean, mm-hmm. Our whole ecosystem and everything else, things become available when they're should be available, and everybody adapts to what's available. And so going back to that level of consideration makes perfect sense. Raspberries are always good. I like them year round, but specifically it was supposed to be, you know, during the heat of summer that's when they're most effective for us.
One thing that I think is important to mention is desperation can be lucrative. Don't just buy the sales pitches. Really do the research for yourself. And getting back to the whole, natural mind, body, and spirit concept, our bodies want to be healthy. I truly believe that as you're researching programs, you'll feel, you know, drawn towards programs that will benefit you specifically. So it really is important to do a lot of your own research. While you can call our office and we would love to help you find direction and paths and maybe lists of therapies to investigate, it really is up to each individual to do a little bit of the work for themselves, because their bodies will speak to them on, you know, the positive impact of different therapies, kind of like the gentleman with raspberries. He's out in the heat and the, the dense pressures of Texas, where raspberries flourish in that weather. And it's interesting the impact that those berries will have on your body, on your system.
Right. And there are those people out there who are just opportunistic, saying, well, I think I've found something that I could offer that I could explain might have some value, and somehow build up a huge amount of price behind it, which isn't an advantage to anybody other than that person. Or, the multiple levels of costs that go into some of these things, whether somebody's paying a huge fee for the right to offer a patented product or a copyrighted product. Those are two different legal aspects of that, but similar. And so they pay a fee so that somebody else can make a lot of money, and then they have to charge a big fee to get that. Most all of these things aren't about expensive processes or expensive costs. They're about finding natural and reasonable solutions. Touch doesn't cost much. Finding somebody who knows the best parts of touch, yeah, there's some value in that, but it shouldn't get outrageous. You shouldn't be paying thousands or tens of thousands of dollars just for somebody to offer you some service that provides some potential benefit.
And sadly, there are those that will take advantage of desperation. So really, do your research. Make sure that you talk to people who have experienced the good and the bad, and follow your heart not your desperation when making choices about, you know, how to spend your money.
And that's a good point. And then we should also talk about safety. Just because something is considered to be complementary and alternative medicine does not mean that it's always a good idea. Again, do your research, understand what goes on, and find out. You know, things like vitamin C therapy have been, vitamin C IVs, have been shown to provide some benefits for cancer patients. However, the studies have not shown that it has any effect on cancer. What it has done is it's reduced the effects of
inflammation.
Well, chemotherapy and a few other things. And so there are some benefits, some alternative aspects to it that can be beneficial. But they may not be the solution. But that specifically is normally done under a medical license and people who have good experience with that. But if you're getting that done by somebody who doesn't have, that isn't licensed to do it, there is huge risk that happens when you are going past the skin. You know, you're taking things into the body that maybe shouldn't be there, and we can cause huge problems. So safety is important, not only in those types of procedures, but in all types of procedures.
And there have been so many pop-up companies recently, infusion companies, and while many of them have the background and expertise and they're using licensed clinicians to do the IVs, I have been absolutely flabbergasted by the number of people coming to your home to do infusions that have no licensing, none.
And not enough experience and not enough knowledge to perform that safely in all circumstances.
Right.
Things like heat. You know, when we do saunas with this intent to purge, because, you know, in northern climates, it's common to use a sauna, I think is the right word, to try and purge that. But it's become pretty popular to think that that works, and there's all kinds of arguments as to what kind of sauna, whether it's dry sauna or wet sauna or infrared sauna, things like that. But there is a high propensity for people to pass away in very hot rooms, so keep that in mind.
Which is why they're a little less popular in America than they were in the 70s and 80s.
Yeah. So don't think that just because something's being offered, it is the best solution for you. Do your research. Find out what the upside and downside is. Another watchword is that the word natural does not necessarily equate to the word safe. Okay.
Right.
There's a lot of things in nature, lions and tigers and bears, that are not necessarily safe. There are plants.
Or good therapies.
Yeah.
Although it will give you a rush of adrenaline and make you feel better being chased by a bear.
Right. There's certainly plant material that is not safe. In extreme circumstances, it can be deadly. In other circumstances, it can just change our physiology a little bit. Niacin is kind of an interesting one. A long time ago, somebody tried to convince me that I should take niacin, just straight niacin shots. And it makes your skin flush, and it makes you feel hot and all kinds of things. And what was the real benefit of that? I'm not sure, other than to feel like you're, you know, just about ready to die. I don't know how that affects your body long term, but I do know that it had an effect. Niacin's a, you know, natural component. So again, be prepared. Don't think that just because somebody's offering something, it is absolutely safe and effective.
But there have been some real beneficial impacts made by a lot of these therapies. I know that the Gerson therapy was one that my mother used for cancer many, many years ago. And for her specifically, it was an incredibly beneficial program. It put her cancer into remission for 20 years, and she truly believes that it was that Gerson therapy that put her cancer into remission for 30 years. So there are beneficial impacts, but you just have to take a safe approach and do your research on it.
So we base this all on some information we got from government source, the National Cancer Institute. You can find their information on cancer.gov. And it's interesting when you just type in CAM, they have a number of different articles, and they have articles written for patients, and they have articles written for practitioners. healthcare practitioners. And so read both of those and get that information. They have a list of things that have worked and what it is. And so give us a call. Our telephone number, 435-477-6999. We'll give you all that information.
Have a great week, everyone.